So we're busy with the first of the 48 Kinyani Atreira. The Talmud, and the Nekuda we're focusing in here is not wasting time, yeah? Laugh is once off, you get a one off chance. I want to use my seichel and my laugh properly. I want to grow and develop and build myself into something, and I'm not prepared to waste even a moment of my life. Yeah, that's my mission statement. How do you go about doing that with all the resistance of, yeah, this is not for me, let me get out of here, yeah? The plane might still be on the runway if you want to, the one that dropped you here maybe. It's not going to Europe, so you might as well. But the only place you can get to today is Africa. Fine, so we said Chazal gave us five clean kalim to fight against this yetzer, to fight against this resistance of being 24 hours a day involved in being a student of life. So the first one we said was kviut, means b'kol rega. So let's start with that. I'm done. Lamed base. Haderech elag shamas kol matara chayves liyos akvis. 24 shot b'yomo. The way to actualize any goal, it's obligatory that it is it's done with permanence, yeah? Which means 24 hours a day. You've got to be totally focused. Bli lechalek et hazman la'aktivi u'passivi. You can't divide your time into things called active and passive. Pa'il v'sovil. There's no such times where you're active and passive. It's the guy's a workaholic, yeah? He's chayla avoida. He's a workaholic, yeah? Is that how they would translate it out there in the street? Yeah. Chayla avoida. Vaday shalom. Ata adayin zakuk l'sheina. You don't become a workaholic. A person needs to sleep. A person needs to eat. He needs to go to the bathroom. He needs to rest, he needs to play with his children, there's a lot of things a person does during the day that's not sitting with his head in the stender. So how are you going to understand 24 hours a day focusing on your goal, but still having time for all the 613 mitzvahs as well? You remember Moshe Rabbeinu is on his way to save the Jewish people forever and ever, because if he didn't, no one else could. We'd still be stuck in Mitzrayim, and he doesn't do his son's bris, Hashem's ready to kill him. Because you have to take time out to do that as well. So what are we talking about here? How are you ever going to do this? How are you ever going to be involved 24 hours a day in doing what you're doing without ever being passive and at the same time still, you know, being a human being? Sleeping, eating, drinking. Let's try to understand. Sha'ifa ikvus, the sha'ifa, the yearning for I don't know what ikvus is. Consistency maybe with the earth. Don't like that word too much. Okay. Omeres kashiata yeshan, it says like this. When you're sleeping, so when I'm sleeping, I'm not working on my goal. Bigdeshi to chola avoid as a koshbocho achakach tov yote. Why are you sleeping? So it depends how you're going to sleep. If you're going to sleep because it's delicious, yeah, or just because I can't face another moment of this, I'm going to sleep, right? So you're out, so then you're missing it. But if I'm going to sleep properly and I prepare myself, I'm going to sleep properly because I want to be able to have more strength to serve Hashem. Hashem who focus lechelik ma avoda ruchnis, then that sleep becomes part of your ruchnis to avoda. Correct? Guy wants to drive his car somewhere. So he wants to get going. He's in a hurry to get going. He's got to stop to put in gas, to put in petrol in the car. So no one would say to him, why are you stopping to put gas in your car? You're wasting your time. Get going. Yeah, even in the Formula One racing, they're pit stops. What do you mean pit stops? Get going. You're going to look. No, you have to understand. You've got to pump up your tires. You've got to put gas in. Because you can't go anywhere. No one would say that's a waste of time. That's an ikka part of the tafkid. He's putting gas in the car, yeah? Ikka part of the tafkid of a human being doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's putting gas in the, feed your horse. Kach gam v'ityaches l'achile. Food. For kol tov v'sharo moise. Everything a person does. Imaim nasim l'mana matara nachoyna. If it's done for the correct purpose. It becomes part of the actualization and the flourishing, the sprouting of your ruchnius. Which means the person has to sit down and not ask, what am I doing? He's got to ask, why am I doing this? That's all you have to switch. The switch in your head has just got to change, why am I doing this? Why am I eating? Why am I sleeping? Why am I going for a walk on the beach? Why am I there? have a friend who once bumped into Rabbi Lashem sitting on the beach. Yeah, he had his few little helpers there, whatever, and sitting on the beach many, many years ago. So he went up to him, he said, what are you doing on the beach? Like, what's the point of God sitting on the beach? So he said like this, he said, my whole day I'm involved in hair splitting decisions, yeah? Sometimes I need to just see breath. Rabbi Lashem going to the beach is for him that helps him pass an aloha, that helps him to be the God of Ador. He should take Rosh Hashanah every Friday to the beach. Yeah? Wasting time? No. That going to the beach is kulu tzayra, kulu ruchni. And we have to know that as well. You have to sometimes go to the beach. If you learn here long enough, you'll get kicked out and go to the beach. Well, for what reason? In order to be able to learn better tomorrow. Why menucha? What about, what do they call it, chilling? What about, you know, menucha, rest time? But I should have a seder lenoch. Of course, you have to take time out. You have to rest. Adam zakuk le menucha pizit v'nafshi. The person needs, what's pizit? Physical. He needs physical and spiritual rest. You need to chill. Aval al pi ha-teira ha-kadosha menucha mashmoisa ha-chlofes hiluch. Lo atzira. How do we understand menucha? Putting your foot on the brake. Stop. Yeah, switch off. Time out. According to the Torah Kedosha, it means change gears. You never stop in this business. You change gears. Instead of running Gemara, you switch to Rambam. You never ever stop. Hamanucha atzmo hi chelek me'atznicha haruchnir shokha. Chelek me'alimud. Menucha is part of your growing as a ruchnius dikabin. It's part of your ruchnius. It's part of your limud. Menucha is part of that 24 hours a day student of life. Gamla menucha yesh matara. Menucha says a goal. Ata noach al manat shetuchal lamshich hala b'koiches mechudoshim. Ein Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. The halachas, yeah. Those of you that spend your days learning Shulchan Aruch, so go have a look in Aruch Chaim, Reish Lamed Aleph. Okay? See what it says about a using your rest in order to revitalize and rejuvenate your koiches. Aval al tishkach es atzmecha v'tafuch es hamanucha l'matara. Remember to turn your manucha, you know, you take half an hour to put in some things into your ears and listen to some music or to do whatever you're going to be doing, then know why you're doing that. And afterwards ask yourself, did I get what I wanted out of that? Is my battery charged properly? Maybe I should do something else with my time to charge my batteries if this activity is not charging my batteries properly. Nishma kasher? Sound difficult? Zocheret ha-pam rishoyne shebo nisit lerechev al ofnayim. Remember the first time you tried to ride a bicycle? Yeah? Remember the first time you tried to ride a bicycle? Oh. First time you tried to teach your kids to ride a bicycle? V'ayite batuach she'af pam lo tatzliach lasot et zeh. You 100% sure you'll never be able to do this, right? It's impossible. Remember the first time you tried to drive a car with gears? It's impossible, right? It's not shy. You can't do this. I mean, איך אפשר לשמוע עכשיו המשקל? אני אספר סיבלת, ועוד להתקדם, and look where you're going, and breaks, and זה יעוד. או שני הגלגלים, הצירים האלו, he keep balanced on the little גלגלים הזאת. נסית נפלת, you did it, you failed, yeah. כמעט ויתרת, you were about to give up. עד שנית את הילד של השכנים, you see your neighbor's little kid, right? ריחים לו בקלות ושמחה, he goes with him past, you know, look, no hands, my hands. Yeah, so what do you do? As chashavta, im hu yochol, if he can, so can I, right? Shuv atchalta lenasot. So he went back and he tried it again until eventually, boom. Rechiv al ofanayim afoch liyoyiz teva sheni shocha. Now you ride a bicycle, it's like second nature, you can do the eyes closed, right? Kind of driving a car. Yeah? And now you can drive a car, talk on the cell phone, open your post, you know. You can... Yeah, before you're driving along at 20 kilometers an hour, you know, and the driving instructor says, look in the mirror, you say, you're mad! Yeah, and now you can manage do 15 things while you're driving your car. Kol miyoymanut doreshes tirgul. Anything you want to do requires practice. You've got to practice these things. You're not going to turn yourself into a 24-hour-a-day student of life, utilizing all your koichas and utilizing every opportunity that you have in order to raise yourself. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes time. וכך גם הדרך הראשונה בתלמוד, להיות מועדה בכל רגע, בכל שעה דרכים. All these ways לוקח קצת זמן להגיע לשליטה. Take a little bit of time until you get in control of this. אבל כשמצליחים, אז מצליחים. But when you succeed at doing this, oh, then you really start succeeding. ובעצם אתה אפילו לומד לרכב בלי ידיים. You can even drive a car without hands. זה נהפך להיות חלק מישהו סוך. It becomes part of your personality, it becomes part of your being. But if you don't start and you don't do it, then in a chinam, you'll never do it. It's a bit like these language courses or anything you've ever started. Ever started something you give up after a while? You get to, you know, learn to speak French in 3 months, yeah? So you buy the book, what do you do after a week? You throw it away. You're learning French, how's it going? Nah, come on, a week, how should I? That's too hard for me, throw it away. But the people that bought the book and they stuck it out for 3 months, they speak French. Why? Because they stuck it out. You're busy doing something, right? And you decide, I can't anymore. I can't learn this anymore. Enough with Adam Zimmerman. I can't accept this anymore. Enough! I need a break. Pashut shana etchum haitrachut shalcha. Don't get up and walk out the room. Change what you're learning. Lamad aloha, Tanakh, Musa, mashu shidrosh mimcha pochot mamet. Take out something a little bit easier. Yeah? Learn a little bit of aloha, take out a Mishnah, learn something that manyens you more. Yeah? Take out a chvaisa, take out a 48 ways. Do something that manyens you a little bit more. Aval shiye baal mashmois ruchonis, but do something that's got a bit of ruchnias attached to it. Lefamim afilu shinei poshut shal mikum vavira, משקה קר או שאיפה סביר רענן מספיקים כדי לטעין מחדש את המצבים, את המצפלים. Sometimes it's just a change of scenery. Get up, go sit on the balcony, go sit outside, go outside, go for a walk, go sit across the road, go. That'll charge your batteries, but don't stop thinking. Don't stop thinking. אל תאפשר למחשבה שלך לחבות. Don't switch off the engine. Keep the engine running. זכור, ככל שהמנוע שלך כיבוי זמן רב יותר, כך יקש עליך להתנוע מחדש. Once you switch off the car, it's much harder to start again. I prefer the marshal of Wasserman that I gave us, marshal of a kettle boiling. In order to boil water, it takes an enormous amount of energy to get it boiling, right? You make the cholent on Erev Shabbos, until it starts boiling, you've got to put a big flame and you've got to get the thing boiling. Once it's boiling, you better turn down the flame very fast, because it'll burn, right? To keep it simmering, you need a very small flame, very little energy. The last one was about, I think he was 86 or whatever, he was running 17-year-olds off their feet, okay, they couldn't keep up with him. How did he do it? He said, because I don't switch off the kettle. The kettle boils, right? Use a lot of energy to get the kettle boiling. How does it boil? Keep it simmering, never ever switch it off. He said, your problem is you keep switching off the kettle. You have to reboil it every morning. Yeah, you learn morning seder, so when you spend whole morning getting yourself charged up and getting fired up or whatever, now you're hot, now your mum is about to start cooking, what do? You're going to sleep for 2 hours. And when you have to do an afternoon seder, you've got to recharge your batteries, you've got to start all over again, switch on the kettle, the water's cooled down. You're going to sleep at night, how do you get to sleep at night? Because you've got to go to sleep at night, but you've got to sleep at night in such a way that you don't switch off the battery, don't switch off the kettle. You've got to keep that little, keep the little pilot light going, that's the most important thing. משמעית הדבר, רגע חיים יקרים, הום קם ואיבדים. 1 minute of life is very, very important. Don't lose it. Don't waste it. Don't switch off. How are we doing for time? Yeah. Who's keeping time? Who's the timekeeper here? Me. All right. L'harog זמן. Killing time. כל אחד מאיתנו, הפסיק להיות בהזדמנות זו או אחרת. לא לדעת עבדוס חסר חלילה, we don't חסר חלילה, kill ourselves. But no one in this room has committed suicide yet. אלא בצורה מינורית. מינורית, מה זה מינורית?
Minor.
Oh, okay. Keep forgetting that I'm leading English here. Okay. But we all commit suicide on a regular basis in a smaller way. He's עבדוס חלקית כמו בונר או קצת זמן. Kill a bit of time, right? A little smooth. משפט שמלווה בפעילות חסורס פייכן שאני דורש שום ארנות פשוט כלום. What does it mean? Let's kill time. Let's do something that doesn't require any thought, any input. Just kill a bit of time, yeah? There's a whole industry out there today. I don't know if you realize. This is the biggest industry in the world today, okay? Multi-billion-dollar industry. Okay, that is dedicated to finding new and more enjoyable ways for you to commit suicide. You know that? Called a computer. Microsoft, you heard of these guys? Apple, you heard of these? You know what their business is? The greatest minds today, the greatest geniuses, the greatest minds of this generation are dedicating their lives to helping you to commit suicide. Waste a bit more time, that's all it is. Am I right? Or am I being a bit too extreme, ever? Being a bit calmed down, yeah? Or am I right? The mission in Satan, base vaad lesnus. The gatherings of the wise men before Mashiach comes, one of the 15 simonim that you'll know Mashiach's on his way, is the gathering of the wise men will be for znus, for potential entertainment, for nerve-ending stimulation. That's what they'll be doing. 50 years ago, what were the greatest minds of the generation doing? Finding ways to get to the moon. Why? Because of scientific purposes, benefiting humankind. No one will go to the moon today for any other reason to open up a 50-flavored ice cream store. No one goes to the moon anymore. What do you go to the moon for? What are the greatest minds of this generation doing? Designing more and more ways for you to possibly kill time. That's all they do. Yeah? They worked out ways that you can now do it while you're flying on an aeroplane. They worked out ways you can do it while you're driving. You can do it while you're walking the street. You can, for 1 second, God forbid, you shouldn't be committing suicide.
But it's marketed totally opposite.
Of course.
Lose time.
Yeah. Saving time. Saving you time, saving you money, yes. Yeah, of course. Now, they can't advertise there, we got more ways to kill you. Of course not. Hey, so, of course. But if you think about it with a bit of seichel, you understand that that's the milchamah today. That's the Muhammad today. The Muhammad for your life. This machine's there to destroy your life. It's trying to kill you. I have a friend, his password for his computer is Snake. So I asked him why. He said, because every morning he switches on, he's reminding himself who he's dealing with. It's a reminder, that's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a satan here. I'm honest, I have to use it, whatever. You've got a halacha, you've got a heter, you have to ask shahs before you switch on the machine. Good, fine. But now that I've got this headset, just know that's who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a satan. There's nobody else peering out from your makshev. And don't start with your moira headset. Yes, but I'm using it for this. And I learn a lot of Torah from it. Yeah. Fine, I'm not saying you don't. But at the end of the day, have a look and do a little cheshbon. Just do a little cheshbon and nefesh for 1 month and ask yourself how much suicide went into that machine. Okay? DVDs. And now you can do it in your car. You don't even have to be away from it while you're driving. You can get a DVD thing for your car. You see people driving here and they're watching a video while they're driving. God forbid, you should be away from some entertainment for half an hour while you're on the road. And the kids are sitting in the back. They're watching a video. So that's the resistance. I mean, that's the real war you're up against, okay? We've been trained into thinking that killing time is part of the, you know, that's how you're a healthy human being. It's not a simple Muhammad at all. So it takes a little bit of time. A tarbut, tamarit harigila or tanu, lachshov she'isha v'ka'ev heimafochim. The entertainment industry has trained us into thinking that happiness and pain are opposites. What's opposite of pain? Come on.
Comfort.
Who said that? You. Okay. Yeah, you just arrived. You have to forgive him. Yeah, the opposite of pain is pleasure. No. The opposite of pain is no pain. It's comfort. Defining the ultimate comfort as pleasure, that's called hedonism. That's this generation. You with me? The opposite of pain is comfort. It's no pain. Correct? How does this generation define the opposite of pain? Pleasure. The ultimate comfort for this generation is pleasure. That's hedonism. A hedonist is somebody who only looks for pleasure. He's interested in his own physical pleasure. Defining comfort, defining that which I'm striving for, the opposite of pain has been pleasure, that's hedonism, that's this generation. Show me more hedonistic generation than ever was. That's this generation. And by the way, we think like that and don't think you don't. According to the Torah, pain and pleasure, pain and happiness are actually tied into each other. The Kodot Aisha Gedoidus Kayosa, the Chayenu, Tzamechas Dafkim Mitoch Kayv. The greatest pleasure we get in this world, dafka, comes through the pain. Hayim yesh hagosha niflo, yoyse mishel, im hachovekes t tino katan mishalo. Bekama kev ayitim kruchim abarta loyla. Is there a greater pleasure, I think this is what he's saying, is there a greater awesome pleasure from bringing a child into this world? A woman brings a child into this world. Is there a greater pleasure? What gave birth to that pleasure? And how much pain went into giving birth to that child? We know it ourselves. The guy that climbs up the mountain and the guy that got there by a cable car, who enjoys, who's having more pleasure up at the top of the mountain, yeah? The guy that climbed up there and suffered and his feet are aching or whatever, but he gets up there, well, that view's awesome. And the guy that went there with a cable car, yeah, nice view, cheers, let's get out of here. What's the pleasure of playing computer games? The difficulty, the frustration, the failing. If I give you the key, the cheat key, yeah, you push a button and all the aliens die on the spot, you'd stop playing, right? Why? It's not pleasure, there's no suffering. What does Mark 1 say? Pain is passing, pleasure is lasting. Get it clear that pain is the price you pay for the pleasure. Pain is not very pleasant for us. The daily frots of the summers in the caves there. Alechelit maked b'schar b'matara b'anor. The way we've been trained, and it's a habitual way we think, is we think that you've got to avoid pain in order to get pleasure. And the truth is, you actually have to hit maked is the
focus
on the reward, and then you start getting the pleasure. Don't focus on the pain. Focus on the pleasure that's coming from that pain. When you're awake all the time, when you're conscious and you're learning all the time, every nisayon, every difficulty in life becomes a lesson in life. That's a shiur. You just had a shiur in this problem. Every difficulty
That's the next one.
Yeah. Each difficulty is a step, and every step helps you to grow. Okay. The dogma. Im ata nimtza b'misrado shel reifa shinayim. You're in the dentist's office, right? Ata yechel lebazbezet hazman lachshov. You could waste your time thinking, oh, this is so sore. Oh, God, this is going to hurt. Oh, I don't like pain. Oh, you're sitting in the waiting room. You've seen. You go to the dentist. You see people sitting in the dentist waiting room. What are they doing? They're kvetching about how sore it's going to be, right? I'm going to tell you, call Gamla Natzelet Hazman, on Manat Lagir, let me spaz up, Kakol Shefshah, Haefshah, Shel Toiv Nois Ikronit. Boch Hashem, Shesh Lishinayim. You could spend that time in the waiting room focusing on, hold on a second, I'm in the dentist room, so what am I doing here? Why is this dentist? They work on your teeth. So let me think about my teeth. Boch Hashem, I've got teeth. Chaim Loshinayim, Yechol Leyot Halba, Pachot Neamim. I could think about how what would life be if I didn't have teeth? Well, let's not think about my mouth. Look what's going on in my mouth. The taste senses, how the tongue works, the chewing, the mechanics of it. Hey, mouth's an awesome thing, man. So you can sit in the dentist check, clutching about how sore it's going to be. Or you can use it as a trigger to start thinking about your mouth. Well, there must be some spiritual things going on here. Wow, that's amazing. The test arrived at a whole share about how the mouth is used for communication in three things: eating, speaking, and kissing. Right? That's the base of Mikdash, is the place where heaven kisses earth. That's why we eat and kiss and speak from the same organ, because they all provide connection. Eating keeps the neshama and the guf together. Kissing keeps the husband and the wife together, yeah? Speaking keeps two people connected. You can meditate on what a mouth is for 5 minutes while sitting in the dentist, look what you can discover. Or you can sit there going, oh, this is really going to hurt, I wish I could get out of here. You choose. L'lo ka'ev ha-magdocha ha-shein sheli t'nasho ula gam kashim acherim b'chaim o'izim li mamash dvarim t'ayvim. If I didn't have pain in my tooth would have rotted. Who knows what it would have been? At least I've got a pain in my tooth to remind me that I was going to get it fixed. Pain in the tooth is actually a useful message. No, I'm the timekeeper, yeah. I'm way over time. No? Good. Le gufa adam kol kach mukav השילוב של שיניים, חינוכים, לושן ורויק יוצאים יחד עיצוב אוטומטי ופיזיולוגי מושלם, גילו לקוס במצפות. The mouth is such an awesome thing, okay? The way the saliva works and the way the digestion and some of the chewing and the whole chemical, the taste and the smells, unbelievable machine, yeah? It's such a gilu of Hashem in the world. You just focus on your mouth. Lo mashene ma shata oyse bekol rega nasun. Lo ema oy kaire maim ze anak lekach et miloi tzumas alev. You have to decide. She'atam unyan ubekaev shebechashiva. The kaev shebemodot lo erech kol hayom. What's he saying? Lo mashene ma shata oyse bekol rega nasun. Doesn't matter what you're doing all the time. Lo emed o kaire maam ze. Whether you're learning or reading this, what we're reading, Hanak lekach is maloi tzumas alev. Utilize your attention. Pay attention. Hichlit she'ata monyen v'ka'ev she'b'chashiva. Decide what that you want or that you're interested in this pain. בכאב שבבדות לא ערך כל היום, אתה לא ניסה. What comes out of the bottom line is just from a practical point of view is that everything in life is an opportunity to be learning. Which means you can be learning all the time. Of course, if you've got to go to sleep, so you've got to go to sleep properly. That's the first thing we learned. You're eating, you have to know how to eat. Why am I eating? It takes throughout machshava. But even things that seem to be negative things, like I've got a pain, I've got an ingrown toenail, I've got a pain in my tooth, I've got to go to the doctor, whatever. Everything has an opportunity, a way, if you think about it carefully and you're alert to the learning opportunity, to utilize it to live a more focused life and to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into your life by focusing and thinking instead of fetching. So don't get trapped by thinking that the opposite of pain is pleasure. It's not. Pain's also part of the pleasure. The pleasure that you'll get from focusing on how special your bria is and how much that want for. You know what a pet of pain is? You ever done a bit of studying in pain? You know how much chokhmah there is in pain? It's unbelievable if you start thinking about it, yeah? We should not need it and we should not have to have it, but if it comes, at least utilize it properly. And that's the vort. Be alert to whatever comes your way to use to grow spiritually. That means that's the first of the five steps. The kviut. Constant, total 100% constant focus. It doesn't mean sitting and reading a book 24 hours a day. It means whatever you're doing and wherever you are, use it as a limud. Okay.